Hi, everybody. My name is Christy Eldridge, and this is Everyday Prophecy. And the Lord has a good word for you today. So, Holy Spirit, I'm asking for your help. I can't do anything without you. So, Lord, I'm praying right now for grace to prophesy. Thank you, Lord. Praying for your presence on this podcast, God. And I plead the blood of Jesus over my family, myself, and everyone that comes out to listen. For your glory, Lord, I thank you, God, for this prophetic word that you are going to bring through me. In Jesus' name, amen. I have a scripture for you. It's Matthew 10, 7 and 8. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you've received, freely give. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord says today, listen, I am mobilizing my church. I am mobilizing my body. I am mobilizing my bride for my glory. Hallelujah. He says, as you go. He's calling you to go. He's calling you to go as you go. Where do you go? You, where do you go? In your daily life, do you have a job? Do you go to work? Do you go to school? Do you go to your kid's soccer game? Do you go to the bank? Do you run errands? Do you go to the grocery store? Do you go out to eat? As you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We're called to spread the good news. Help, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is just saying, listen, nothing has changed. Matthew 10, 7 and 8, nothing has changed. It's still the same command to go heal the sick. You heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. This is Christianity. This is the gospel. God living inside of you. The Holy Spirit living inside of you. You're joined to Jesus. And he still heals the sick today. But now he does it through your hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's at your hand. He says, partner with me. Release my kingdom. On earth as it is in heaven. There's no sickness in heaven. There's no sickness in heaven. Release the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. You have a job to do. He says, I'm deploying my army. He says, I'm deploying my end time army. The Holy Spirit says it's time to go fishing. When I just see people going into the local church and collecting all of their fishing gear, their tackle boxes, their fishing poles, the bait, all the things you need to go fishing. They're going into the church and they're collecting their gear. And then they go out and they go to their respective homes, businesses, you know, schools, wherever you go. And you catch the fish for the kingdom, for Jesus. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit says, listen, the bait is your testimony. The bait is your testimony. No one can take your testimony away from you because it's fact. It's something that happened to you. It's how Jesus worked and moved in your life, what he's brought you through. You have a story. You have a testimony. And when you share what Jesus has done for you, it brings him glory. It brings him glory. And whatever he's done in your life, he wants to do it again. So I really feel the heart of the Lord right now that he's going to put people in front of you in your path that he wants you to share your story with. Your glory story, your testimony of what Jesus has done in your life. He's going to put those people that need to hear your story right in front of you. And he's asking you to open your mouth. He says, I'm asking you to go for me. If you don't go, how are they going to know? It's like he put his Holy Spirit inside of you. God living inside of you. But you have to move your feet and you have to make the decision to open your mouth and share. And he empowers you. The Holy Spirit empowers you. Ask him for help. Ask him for boldness. Ask him for grace. There's so much grace for you. He's so pleased with you. And I keep hearing this like next level. Next level. Promotion. The increase. I just feel his heart right now. Listen, you've been faithful with what he has given you. You have been faithful with what he has given you, and now he's inviting you to come up higher into the next level. Hallelujah. He's opening a door before you, but you have to walk through it. You have to make the choice, the conscious decision to walk through the door. And there's so much grace. There's so much grace, beloved. He says, heal the sick. He says, I told you to heal the sick. He says, start laying your hands on the sick and praying. Help me, Holy Spirit. He says, you have authority. In Christ, you have been given authority. In Christ, Jesus Christ has all authority, and he has delegated that authority to you. You have the Holy Spirit inside of you. The Holy Spirit is God. He says, I'm sending them to the ends of the earth. to share my gospel. It says, I'm looking for those ones that will go for me. That'll go first to the corner store. That'll go first to the bank. He says, when you're faithful in the small things, then he gives you the larger assignments. If you can be faithful to go to the grocery store and, you know, share your testimony with someone, or, you know, do what he's asking you to do. You can be faithful to go to Walmart, to go to work, wherever it is that you go, then he will increase your territory and he will increase your assignment. He says we all have a job to do in the kingdom of God. Everyone has a part to play. We are all part of his body. He's just speaking to your purpose and the plan he has and the destiny he has for your life in his kingdom. And it is great. It is magnificent. And he says, again, I'm mobilizing my army. I'm mobilizing my bride. I'm mobilizing my church. I'm mobilizing my body. It's time to go. The time is now. Hallelujah. God bless you, every one of you. In Jesus' name, amen.